Shalom Aleichem, V'af of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Chaf Dalet, Tamura 24b, pagination is 48. We have the privilege of starting the fifth perek. And this Mishnah is actually something that has been cited already, and you may very well recognize the example. The Mishnah states, Ketzad ma'arimin al habachar, how can you play a trick regarding the mitzvah of Bechor? Bechor is the firstborn male of a kosher animal and would have to go to the Kohen to be brought as a karban and then for him to enjoy the meat. You have a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, who wants to play a trick so that he doesn't have to lose the animal. And the trick that the Mishnah outlines, which would work, is that while the animal, the firstborn, is still in its mother, he can designate it as a karban. If it'll be a male, so he's picking a male karban. If it's going to be a female, he's picking a female karban. But the result is that the karban status will be bestowed on this animal before birth, and therefore by the time the birth occurs and the bechor status would be bestowed, you have already preempted the bechor status with a different kedusha, a different karban, and it never will become a bechor. Instead, it will be the karban that you've designated it to be. Now, you'll wonder, how does he save by doing this? The answer is that he has some obligations, and by doing this, he'll be able to discharge those other obligations using this animal that would have been a bechor and would have gone to the Kohen. He'll be able to use this very animal instead to discharge his karban obligations. If you take a look at Rashi, top line, ma'arimin, this trick, lahafkio mikohen, he's going to remove it from the Kohen's rights, where it would potentially go, ulahafrisho lechovaso, and to designate it for his own obligations to bring whatever karban he needs to bring. Yolda zachar yikariv ola, he could pull off, as we'll read in a moment in the Mishnah, that it should become a karban ola, de bechor lo kodesh ela berechem, because the firstborn is only going to become a kadosh when it's a peterechem, when it's the firstborn. V'kevan de me'ikara, and since even before that, atafse b'kedusha achariti, you've already grabbed it in a different holiness, Sulo chayla kedushas bechora, the holiness of bechor will not take effect. So let's see the Mishnah and see how it plays out. Ketzad ma'arimin al habechor. How could a person potentially do this trick? Mivakeres, an animal that's ready to have its firstborn. Shahisa me'uberes, it's currently pregnant. Omer, the owner, can say, Masha b'me'eha, what's in its womb, shalzu, of this animal, im zachar ola. If it's a male, it shall be a karban ola. Yolda zachar yikariv ola. Then if it turns out to be a male, it's going to be a karban ola. V'im nekeva zivche shlamim. If he says, if it's female, it'll be zivche shlamim, yolda nekeva tikariv shlamim. Then if it's a nekeva, a female, it'll be a shlamim. Im zachar olav im nekeva zivche shlamim. If he designates it on both possibilities, male or female, he's got it all worked out. Yolda zachar unekeva, it gave birth to a male and a female. So then both of his statements would be in effect. Hazachar yikarev ola, vanekeva tikarev shlamim. The male will be an ola, the nekeva will be a shlamim. Yolda shnei zecharim, if it turned out both male, echad mehem yikariv ola, one of them is an ola, v'asheni yimach alechai v'ola v'dam av chulin, the second one shall be sold to be used as an ola, but its money that the owner gets from it is usable money, it's not kadosh. Yodashtene kevos, if it gave birth to two females, achas mehem tikariv shlamim, one of them shall be a shlamim, v'ashniya timach alechai v'shlamim v'dame av chulin, and the second one will be sold for people, for a person who needs a shlamim, and its money similarly shall be chulin, just like in the case of the male. Now, the Gemara tells us one line later, Amar Rav Yehuda, muta lahatal mum bibachor kodem sheyetze la'avir ha'olam. There's another way that you could circumvent the classic bringing of the Bechor on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. It's possible to put a blemish in the firstborn animal, if you know how to do such surgery, while it's still in the animal. You could make a mum, a blemish, and you would circumvent that it doesn't have to be brought on the base on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. So we would have to consider what exactly that accomplishes. But that is also a way to circumvent. In practice, what's done nowadays can be found in the bottom Tosfos on the second line. The title of Tosfos is Ho'adifa. And the middle of the second line, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Tahashta noagu ha'olam limkor ketzas min ha'aim. The practice nowadays is that you sell some of the mother to a non-Jew, kidei lafki havlad min habechora, and that absolves the animal from the rules of bechor. And as a matter of practice, that's what a Jewish farm would do, so that we don't have to deal with a bechor. We're not really looking to circumvent as a matter of practice, but because the Bechor can't be brought on the Mizbeach anyways nowadays because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we are looking for ways not to end up with a Kadosh-type animal that has to be dealt with. This is in some ways similar to the practice regarding Challah, that we recognize that we're not going to actually be giving it to the Kohen nowadays because the Kohen is Tameh, and therefore we end up taking perhaps less than we would normally take if the Kohen would actually get benefit from it, because we just have to fulfill the obligation and that's it. Similar to the concept of truma from produce, that also we don't follow the real guidelines of true truma, which would be more than we actually give, because we're just looking to solve the issue, because anyway, the Kohanim are not tahar and won't be able to eat it. Regarding Bechor, once again, the Mishnah says, Ketzed ma'arimin, there is a way to circumvent Bechor by granting it a different Kedusha that's presumably useful to you, so that it discharges a different obligation and not ending up with this Bechor having to go to the Kohen. Obviously, the accomplishment of that is really in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the alternative, the Ola, the Shlamim that's described, is able to be brought. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.